Only in geopolitics you can see a scene like this. Putin flies all the way to Alaska for a meeting with Trump. And guess what? His plane needs fuel. Now normally world leaders swipe a card, done deal. But not with Russia. Thanks to America's brilliant sanctions, Russia can't use their banking system and wire fuel money to United States. So what do the Russians do? They show up all prepared, like a tourist in Goa, carrying cash for coconut water. Putin gave straight up $250,000 in cash to refuel three giant jets. Now think about it. America sanctions Russia to block money. Russia then hands American dollars directly. In cash. Clean. No bank involved. Now how did Russians get dollars? Russia still earns a lot of export money in dollars. From oil, gas, metals. Through indirect routes. Even if official banking is blocked, dollars still flow in via third countries like UAE, Turkey, China, etc. that do business with both sides. So Kremlin and its central bank have large reserves of foreign currency. Physically stored, not all of it is in banks. Russia has been stockpiling cash dollars and euros for years just for situation like this. And then there is something called diplomatic immunity, wherein presidential delegations can legally carry huge sums of money across borders, especially on government jets, without the usual custom headaches. So they literally brought the cash with them from Moscow. So the Russians basically said, sanctions or no sanctions, we'll just bring your own money to you. Think about the irony. Sanctions were supposed to punish Russia financially. Instead, Putin's delegation basically turned up like tourists in Las Vegas. Here's your dollars. That's straight out of a Hollywood movie scene. Global politics, sometimes it's serious, sometimes it's tragic. But many times, it's just pure comedy on the world stage.